Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, July 19th, 2021. Welcome to day 181. Attorney General Merrick Garland formally prohibited the seizure of reporters' records. Reversing years of department policy, Garland formally prohibited federal prosecutors from seizing the records of journalists as part of leak investigations, although the ruling does come with limited exceptions. Meanwhile, the United States formally accused China of hacking Microsoft. The Biden administration is also organizing a broad group of allies to condemn Beijing for cyber attacks around the world, but it will stop short of taking concrete punitive steps. Moving on, one of the U.S. Capitol rioters was convicted of a felony and sentenced to serve 8 months in prison. Paul Hodgkins, a 38-year-old Floridian man, is now the first Capitol rioter convicted of a felony to be sentenced. He pleaded guilty to breaching the Senate chamber during the U.S. Capitol insurrection and was sentenced on Monday in a closely watched case that could influence how hundreds of other rioters charged with the same felony are punished. Meanwhile, the Biden administration transferred its first detainee out of Guantanamo Bay and repatriated him to Morocco. The Biden team picked up where the Obama administration left off with the repatriation of a Moroccan man, reducing the island's prison population to 39. Back in D.C., the Department of Justice says it will not prosecute ex-Trump Commerce Chief Wilbur Ross for misleading Congress on a census question about citizenship status. The Commerce Department Inspector General found that Ross misrepresented the full rationale for the reinstatement of the citizenship question during his appearances before House committees in 2018. And finally, Trump's businesses made $2.4 billion during the 4 years that he served as president. Forbes estimates that the pandemic helped wipe about $200 million off of Trump's top line last year. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.